to concede so late on?
Oh, it's always disappointing to concede that late on when you've held on to something, and that's what I mean. We've held on. You know, I didn't think we were, to be honest, I didn't think we were at our most best today in terms of fluency. I think that's a big part to do with it's been a start-stop the last couple of weeks in terms of getting a rhythm. You know, games being off. We were up prior to the Cowdenbeath game. We would Elgin were playing the cup, so the game was off there. But we've trained well, and a combination between that and also a combination of, you know, the quality that Annan brought out of possession. I thought the Hound did fantastically well, which we were very much aware of. So they were, and you know, they're good at what they do, and it's a very difficult place to come. So when you actually break it down, and yes, it's disappointing to lose at that stage of the game, any goal, but particularly when you're 1-0 up, and I thought when you look at a true reflection of the game, it was at least what Annan deserved. They deserved something out of the game.
Obviously backed by quite a large Clyde support today as well.
Yeah, and we needed them big time today. I thought, once again, you know, they were there, and they carried us through, there's no doubt about that. As I said, there wasn't a lot of free-flowing football played today, a lot of free-flowing opportunities coming our way. I thought we Ross Lyons had a great opportunity as soon as he came on, and that would have certainly have put us in a more comfortable position leading into the last 10-15 minutes of the game. But as I say, I thought Annan are good at what they do. You know, they get the ball up and they're dangerous off it. Any free kicks or long throw-ins, they play for that second ball, and taking nothing away from our group. I mean, I thought we competed well enough, but that isn't our true strength. Our true strength is when we get the ball down and we play football. But that as I say, I'll say it again, I think that's a combination of a start-stop the last couple of weeks there, and also a very, very hungry Annan side that stopped us playing.
If you feel the wind played a part in both halves?
Certainly in the first half, you know, you could feel it against us, and I thought we handled Annan particularly well in terms that we were able to keep that high line. We didn't feel that they had a great deal of pace to get beyond us. And then the second half, and it's just a psychological thing, but when we had the wind with us, we seemed to have dropped a little bit. It seemed as if we dropped a little bit deeper, you know, which was disappointing, because I felt particularly in the first half and most parts of the game we handled that part of it well. But as I said, you know, the boys are on a fantastic run at this minute. We're still up there, very much in the mix. There's going to be a lot of twists and turns. There's nothing gained or nothing lost in today, you know, in any of the games. I think the other one, I'm led to believe, ended in a draw there. So a lot of football still to be played, and you know, I think this is a day that our fans certainly carried us through.
Clare
Coyle
was all two fantastic saves in the first half.
He was absolutely, I thought he was outstanding today in terms of the way he handled things. He had a couple of great stops the first half, and even the second half, you know, his starting position and commanding distribution was fantastic. In the last couple of weeks, you know, the last three or four games, I don't think he's had a great deal to do, but today he certainly was active and he was on that, and it shows you the true quality that he has. So I'd rather he's a little bit more quiet than that, but it just shows you that the quality that he's got, and that he's still got a big part to play in everything, you know, that we're achieving here. So I thought he was excellent today.
McNiff also came in today after a few weeks out.
Yeah, again, we've looked at that area of the pitch there, and something in terms that we were coming down here today to a physical side. We thought Martin was at that stage. He'd played a couple of bounce games, he was getting closer, he was looking good in training, and he did, you know, when he opens those legs, he can give you something going forward, and he's got good quality. And I thought that he acquitted himself very, very well for being out for such a long period of time there. So once again, it's important to get the group all back as much as we possibly can to keep that tightness, and you know, it's going to be coming up to a wee game there where we've got two outstanding games. So it's going to be possibly within the next month or the end of this month, beginning of March, that we're going to have to play you know, 6 games in 2 weeks there. So it's important, suspensions, injuries, you know, everything's going to play our part. So it's important that we've got the full complement as much as we possibly can. And once again, you know, it's another game that David's missed, but it's also now a step closer to him getting back, which is key.